Erno Rubik, the inventor of the Rubik Cube. The grandfather of the revolutionary reformer Erno Rubik of the logic games was a manners clerk who, in the First World War, while serving, disappeared at the Russian front line, leaving his wife behind with three young children. The family escaped from Poshtyan, which became part of Czechoslovakia, to Hungary, where they spent months in makeshift wagons. Rubik's father was a war orphan, but he excelled in school, and as a result, he was accepted to the Dezső Szilágyi War Orphan Institute in Vác. He continued his studies at the Piarist Catholic Secondary School of Vác, and he finished it with excellence. In his high school years, he was also the leader of the local scouts. His childhood hardships taught him to work hard in order to advance. At the Budapest University of Technology, he was a teaching assistant and an airplane designer. He helped promote gliding in Hungary with his hard work in the industry. He married poet Angela Németh in 1944. Their son, Erno Rubik Jr., was born in Budapest.
Erno Rubik Jr.
studied to become a silversmith, painter, and sculptor at the Vocational School of Fine Arts and Arts and Design. This school provided him with a good foundation that he could build on with all the talent in engineering and arts that he had inherited from his parents. He graduated from the Budapest University of Technology with a degree in architecture, and then he continued his studies at the University of Arts and Design, where he later became a professor's assistant, an adjunct, and an associate professor. His name is associated with the invention of several logic games, but above all, the Magic Cube, which is widely known as the Rubik's Cube. This simple-looking but extremely complex puzzle game rocketed into international recognition after its birth in 1975. Rubik invented other games in later years, but none came close to the fame of the Cube. Originally, the Cube was designed to demonstrate spatial movements, but then it proved to be a very amusing toy. In the year after its creation, more than 1 million cubes were sold in Hungary, and at the same time, efforts were made to export the game abroad. Within a short time, the Cube came to be the world's top-selling Hungarian puzzle game, despite some early difficulties that the Soviet-style bureaucracy presented on the way. Rubik gave his invention to a company for manufacturing, but they did not start it till 2 years later. The Cube won prizes in several competitions, but it was not truly recognized in the toy market for some time. It was also a challenge for it to meet strict technological requirements. The breakthrough came in 1979 when the Cube appeared in an article of the English Observer, and later it made it onto the cover of one of the world's leading mathematics journals, the Mathematical Intelligencer.
Game players discovered
the game, and the Magic Cube was mass-produced, and it was also spreading abroad. The Rubik's Cube became the symbol, what is more, the cult object of the knowledge on how to resolve complicated problems. It also impacted other areas of life. It appeared in movies as an indicator for high intelligence level for actors. It inspired fine arts. It was in songs, and it was even in a center of some legal disputes. In 1980, the Cube was the toy of the year in several countries, and in 1981, it was accepted into the New York Modern Arts Museum. The inventor, using the money he had received for his invention, founded non-profit organizations for the utilization of future inventions. He founded the Rubik Studio, where he designed furniture and toys. There are 43 quintillion possible arrangements of the pieces that make up the cube, and it would take about 1.400 billion years for an average person to accomplish that. Not long ago, it was proven that the
mixed-up cube
could be solved in 20 steps,
a task which has been executed
by young world champions of the game within seconds.